I'm talking to Tessa Guy from In Mind and In Body, a fantastic new organisation and a concept that that you've really helped develop, Tessa, because you're an ex-cancer sufferer.
That's right, yes.
And you come up with this idea, which is a fantastic idea, and I'm really proud to be involved with this to help you with the media on this project. And what I wanted to do is, first of all, talk about your illness first, because you're, correct me if I'm wrong, you're in remission now.
That's right, yes.
How long have you been in remission for?
Well, I was diagnosed in June 2012, no, got that wrong, 2010.
Yeah.
And well, I've got a year to go till I'm completely clear, or they give you the all clear.
Yeah.
But... yes.
So, touch wood, you've been clear all that time. We're both touching wood now as we're saying that. So, you've been clear all this time now. And
yes.
And during that time, you know, when you were suffering from your illness, was that when you were introduced to this concept?
Well, having... when I was diagnosed, I was somebody who was very black and white when it came to the approach to medicine. I would always go down the medical route.
Yes.
Holistic treatments weren't for me, but wow. You know, I wouldn't say they didn't work, but they just they weren't for me. Mm. However, when I was diagnosed with cancer and going through my chemotherapy and really not able to do very much but lie in bed on certain days, I started to read lots of books about self-healing.
Right.
And for me, up popped the word stress. And I was indeed very emotionally stressed.
Yeah.
And I began to look at, you know, what causes stress. And for me, stress is very much, it's a thought process that gives us stress.
Yes.
And we're in a situation and based on experience, past beliefs, how you've been brought up is how you react to your thoughts and your circumstances. And I do believe at any one time we can start now to change our thinking and,
right.
and change what we do.
Okay, now when we talk alternative therapy, people have these... conjure these thoughts of witch doctors and weirdness, but that's what not. This is not what that's about. And actually, it's just a very very simple concept. There's no drugs involved. There's no ground down rhinoceros horns or anything like that. Tell us what guided visualization is.
Guided visualization basically takes the listener on a multi-sensory imaginary event.
Okay.
The benefit of guided visualization is it taps into the alpha brain waves and circumvents the troublesome, stressful, beta conscious thoughts.
Okay.
So it taps into your alpha brain waves and it switches on the normal relaxation response. So we move away from that stressful fight flight mode.
Yes.
Taps into the most important relaxation response, which then allows the immune system to work properly.
Right.
Whereas the beta waves, the stressful thoughts, actually suppress the immune system, which is absolutely key. And then actually the mind, brain, doesn't know the difference between what's real and imagined. And every thought that we have creates a chemical, physical and neurological response in the body.
Yeah.
So if you're imagining yourself doing something that you enjoy, that has a very beneficial impact on your well-being and your healing. And it helps to reduce stress and anxiety, which obviously are key in a cancer diagnosis. It also is shown to improve sleep patterns. And basically gives you a really good feeling. You're imagining our MP3s are lots of different activities, majority of them, that you can imagine yourself skiing or going for a walk or swimming or horse riding, yoga. We're just about to bring out one on scuba diving.
Oh, I'd like that. That's cool. I'm a scuba diver.
Even fly fishing. But the whole idea is actually to get people to exercise ultimately. So the guy
lying down on a bed or whatever, sat in a chair, you can do that exercise, but in your mind.
That's right. That's right. That's the mind incredible. Doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. I mean, there are lots of studies out there to show you that. Harvard did a study, basically with using your little finger, and they just got a group of people to lift their little finger up and down for. I hate to tell you this, for 15 minutes, for 5 weeks, for every day. I think it's 15 minutes. And they measured the strength of the little finger after the 12 weeks, and that had improved by 53%.
That's astonishing.
And then the group who imagined only doing it, their muscle strength improved by 35%.
Incredible.
So it just shows that we can improve muscle power and muscle capacity just through thought. I mean, that's a very simple example, but there are all sorts of other studies that have been done. One more that I'm going to tell you about is what if you imagined yourself lifting 10 kilo weights, or you imagined yourself lifting 3 kilo weights, your muscles will improve depending on what you had visualized. Right. It's that powerful. Mm. So the whole idea of our guided visualizations are to take the listener on this lovely multi-sensory imaginary journey. But they are to help people who are unable to exercise.
Right. And there's lots of reasons why that might be.
Yes. I started it because I'd been through my cancer journey. And there were times when I couldn't do anything. But the MP3s can help people with MS, right. ME, recovering from spinal injuries, surgery, any time in your life when you can't exercise. Ultimately, our aim is to encourage people to exercise, because obviously there's nothing like the real thing. Mm-hmm. But there are lots of occasions when people are unable to exercise. And in mind and body visualizations, the aim is to give you hope and encourage you, get rid of those stressful thoughts, and give you a really hope for your journey ahead.
Right. Now, just for those people, because even though people who will be listening to this will be listening to it on the internet, they might not know what an MP3 is, so I just want to explain that. Now, I'll explain it, being the techie here, but an MP3 is basically an audio file. So if you imagine a cassette tape playing audio, that's all that is. It's just a digital version of that. And you're able to listen to these files by either downloading them onto a device, onto your laptop, onto a mobile phone, or you can stream it straight over the internet, which is fantastic. And the thing is I have a brother who is in remission. He's only just gone into remission, actually, thankfully. And I've been with him throughout his cancer journey. And I've got to say that, as far as he was concerned, there's not a lot else he could do. He was on the strongest possible chemo. It knocked him for six. So I think that actually something like this would have really benefited him, that he could just sit there. Sometimes he just wanted to sit there and do nothing. So to be able to listen to something that would help relax him throughout his treatment, I think would have been really powerful.
Well, I think there's various studies done, and we tend to think, I believe it's over 70,000 thoughts a day, 90% of which we repeat tomorrow, 70% of which are negative,
right?
Which is pretty staggering.
Yeah.
But on that list, on that basis, somebody who's going through treatment of any kind often looks at the negative side of the treatment, the negative effects of certainly of chemotherapy, which
because that's what they're feeling all the time,
absolutely,
isn't it? Absolutely.
Yeah. And then, therefore, they're repeating those thoughts daily. And what is very important is to change somebody's thinking.
Yes.
And get them in a positive frame of mind and a belief in their future. And this is why the guided visualization is so beneficial, is because it directs your thoughts. You cannot be thinking something positive and negative at the same time.
Yeah, and all the time, I remember my brother, even when he was in the hospital bed, you know, the nurses and the doctors were saying, come on, stay strong, Johnny. You know, positive thinking all the time. So this fits in perfectly with
yes.
that.
Yes, yes. I mean, for a lot of people, they find it very difficult to think positively because suddenly you get a cancer diagnosis and your world's turned upside down.
Yeah.
1 minute you felt okay, and the next minute, you know, you've got this, you know, if you're going to go through chemotherapy and then radiotherapy, you might have surgery in between.
Right.
It's a tough time, but people need to stay positive because that the negativity suppresses the immune system.
Sure.
And the more positive you are, the more positive your whole frame of mind, bearing in mind what you think affects every single cell in your body.
Yeah.
Memories are stored not just in the brain, but in every single cell of our bodies. Your thoughts and how you think and what you're thinking about affect your healing and your well-being.
Okay. Now, the website that you've just developed, by the way, is gorgeous. You know, as somebody who spends a lot of time on the internet, they've done a really good job of your website. It really is lovely. Now, this service, if you will, is a membership-based service. So people can download all the podcasts that you have available on your website, the MP3 files, the audio files, whatever you want to call them. And it's for a very modest membership fee, I think. Just talk us through the membership model.
Yeah, we've just launched In Mind and Body as a virtual wellness club.
Right.
And from the wellness club, you can download, as you say, all our MP3s, which are in three categories. So we actually are very fortunate that I linked with a lovely lady, Dr. Sandy Jost.
Yes, we're going to talk about her in a minute.
In the States. Yeah, yeah. We have her cancer involvement program.
Right.
Then what is unique for us is I don't believe they're out there anywhere else, but a series of different physical activities
right.
that you can download that we add to, and also sort of relaxation MP3s. So for $19.95, there are 27 MP3s on the site at the moment.
Right.
You can download any of them. They're written with either a sleep or an alert ending. And the reason for that is that guided visualization has been proved to work best first thing in the morning or last thing at night. But obviously you can listen to them at any time of the day.
Right.
Then as part of the membership, we are adding nutritional tips from experts in the UK,
tips and trips, yep.
And then other support from different agencies. We've got Runner's Retreat, talking about trainers, just to start with. We've got exercises from Lisa Goddard. There's going to be a whole variety, but we have literally just launched this week.
Yes.
So we are looking for other people to add support.
To contribute
to the magazine.
So you've got a magazine which is very much centred around editorial content.
Yes.
And the MP3s. So that's the membership. And just to confirm, that's £19.95 a year. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Which is not a lot of money at all. You know, cancer affects many people. It touches even not the sufferers themselves, but their families. So if you're listening to this podcast and you wanted to get a loved one a nice gift, a very cheap, nice gift that may benefit them, I think this would be actually a really good idea, especially coming up to Christmas. I wanted to talk about Sandy because we came up with this idea, which I think is going to be very popular, by using YouTube and the live streaming on capabilities of YouTube. Because Sandy's in America.
That's right. She's in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas, yeah. And I had a video chat with her the other day. She's a lovely lady. And I'm really looking forward to doing these broadcasts with her. So we're going to basically live stream a chat between Sandy and I about all the benefits of guided visualization, some techniques, and some use case scenarios as well. And we're going to do that on a regular basis and live stream it on the internet so members can watch that. Actually, non-members will be able to watch it too, because it will be live over the internet.
Yep.
But anybody will be able to watch this. But the beauty of it is that even if you can't watch the live broadcast, whatever time we do that, a recording will be made and put on the In Mind In Body YouTube channel. So you'll be able to watch it any time. So I'm really excited about that. And I think that's quite an innovative thing that you're doing as well. So well done for taking the lead on that.
Thank you.
Now, we are going to publish regular updates on your website. You've also got Twitter. Just tell us the Twitter address.
In Mind In Body.
Okay, that simple. You've got a Facebook page. So make sure that you follow all the social media, and we'll be doing regular podcasts like this with updates on the latest techniques and all the rest of it that will be on the In Mind In Body website. And if you can just give us the address for that.
InMindInBody.com.
Wonderful. Well, Tessa, thanks very much for taking part in the podcast.
Paul, thank you very much.
This is really exciting, I've got to say.
Yeah, no,
really exciting. And I know there are a lot of people out there that will really benefit from this. And although you're based in the most beautiful little village in Marlow, anybody in the world who can speak English, there are plans to do international versions of your audio files going forward, but at the moment it's just in English. So anyone in the English-speaking world can take advantage of this service.
Well, I also think that's the joy of In Mind In Body, is that it's a sort of an internet organisation.
Yeah.
And the great thing is that people can download when they like. They don't have to dress up. It's not like going to an oncologist or having to get yourself somewhere. Because I certainly know often during treatment, you know, if you've got no hair or whatever, you're just feeling, ugh.
Yeah.
But this is great. Here's some simple help, support for you that you can do in your own home, in your own time, whenever you like. And it's very beneficial.
Absolutely. And one other thing which we haven't touched upon, because I think that the social media element to your membership club here is very important, because you are an ex-cancer sufferer. You know what these people are going through, and there will be other like-minded people that will be members that will be conversing with each other on your social media. What I wanted to say really is you're there for them, aren't you?
Absolutely.
You will be happily talk to them. Even call them if necessary.
Yeah, Paul, definitely.
Yeah, and offer any support that you can. Because sometimes it's just a matter of speaking to somebody, a like-minded soul.
And I think it is when somebody else has experienced what you've experienced, then it's very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can understand a little bit more. Obviously, we're all totally unique, and how we think is unique, but having somebody else who's been there, gone through it, I hope.
So you're available to them?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Tessa, thanks a lot, and I can't wait to do some more of these. It's been really good. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul, very much.